My dearest Lady Bertram, sister, 11 long years have passed since we found ourselves last together at our father's house, and I am grateful beyond measure for the good fortune which has smiled upon you and
your dear husband, Sir Thomas. I regret with all my heart the loss of the once warm connection between us.
Lady Bertram's sister, Frances Price, had married unwisely. She had married for love.
As I prepare for the birth of my 9th child, I write to tell you that my beloved husband remains disabled from active service.
Indeed he was, yet still quite able to enjoy good company and strong liquor.
I ask that you might consider taking into your household one of my older children, who should, I am sure, prove quite useful to you. This would provide a mighty relief to me in the coming months, and I should remain forever in your debt. Yours most affectionately, your sister, Frances Price.
The breach between Frances Price and her two more respectably married sisters, Lady Bertram and Mrs. Norris, had remained constant since her marriage, which was neither approved nor successful. Now Frances found herself poor. Her children were poor, and she was eager to regain the family she had previously so carelessly sacrificed.
Sir Thomas, as to the matter of my sister, Mrs. Price...
It is certainly unfortunate to see a woman reduced to such a pitiful state.
It is a terrible thing to observe the effect of a willful nature upon a life which might have held such promise.